Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me, the school superintendent in the Augrey Sims District, Jeff Collier. How are you today, Jeff?
I'm fantastic, Kevin. It's great to hear your voice. How are you today?
Too. I'm doing well, my friend. Thank you very much for joining us on the show. I know, busy time of year, school just underway, and boy, you guys are off to a flying start, aren't you?
We are, but this is what we do. We're here, and school just doesn't feel right when we don't have students on campus. We prepare all year. Our staff prepares. Our community prepares, and this is what we do. So this is our kickoff. This is our World Series. This is our Super Bowl.
Well, you know, you mentioned it just doesn't feel right without students on the campus. And speaking of that, you got a lot of students on the campus.
We do. Blessed again. I think that the brand recognition of what Augrey Sims has become as a symbol of academic excellence is really starting to take hold. This is my fifth year here as superintendent, and again, it's hard to believe that time has gone so quickly. And throughout this time, I always talk about my timeline and my personal perspective. It's amazing to see what this district has become and is. And we're definitely seeing that. We are, right now, the last day for School of Choice, so students can still apply to come in at School of Choice Friday. And what we're seeing is we're going to be up over 50 new students here at Augrey Sims, which is well above 10% of our total student enrollment. So it's amazing, not including preschool. It's just amazing what's happening at Augrey Sims and the vibrancy, the culture of learning that's established here. It's fantastic, Kevin. Hopefully you can hear the excitement in my voice.
You know what, Jeff? Every time I talk to you, I hear the excitement in your voice, and with good reason. There's always some things going on. You mentioned enrollment up, but renovations are going on, too. You guys have a new and improved look in many of the areas.
We do. Not only do we have a safe and beautiful campus, when you just come onto campus, there's a sense of academic excellence and high culture of learning. But when you look at campus, it's beautiful, it's clean. We have students that are constantly commenting about how beautiful it is. And we've been able to continue to take creative revenues that we've been able to do from fiscal responsibility here at the school district and reinvest back into our Cathedral of Learning at Augrey. And we have brand new renovation spaces that we're opening to students this year that are state-of-the-art. They're absolutely gorgeous, and I think set a fantastic example and model career and college readiness spaces that you would see at any other college or university. We have renovated our former high school library into what we're calling our Cyber Cafe. It's beautiful, and we have renovated our former wood shop into an innovation lab for STEM programming and projects. It's going to be, I don't even want to put limitations of what this can be, but I know that our staff, students, and community are excited to brainstorm all of these new spaces and how they're going to be applied for academic learning.
Wow, there are some things going on there, that's for sure. And a new gym floor, is that right?
We do. We're able to partner with a couple of our local businesses here in town and with our Augrey Boosters Club to be able to refinish our floor. It's the first time our floor has been done in just about 17 years. We have a complete brand new look. It is sharp and excited. Our community, every person that we bring in to showcase our new gym floor is taken aback at how breathtaking it looks. It is really, really sharp, and it's a class act. It's what our kids deserve.
Indeed. Speaking of the kids, as always, a program that's continuing for you guys, one-to-one. Tell us what that's all about, Jeff.
So our one-to-one Chromebook program, we call it Project Power Up here, is an opportunity for every student grades 6 through 12 that attend Augrey Sims to receive a free take-home Chromebook. And this has become much more of the norm within the United States and Michigan and our region, but it's a fantastic opportunity for our students to be able to have state-of-the-art instructional technology at their hands and disposal, to be able to use that in efficient and efficacy ways to do their work and begin to learn new talent sets, new skill sets, to be able to be career and college ready as they move forward. And it's become one of those pieces where Augrey Sims is such a tech-rich and saturated, robust infrastructure here at our school system for instructional technology that it just makes sense for us to take this next level. And this is the second year of implementation. Last year we had a fantastic rollout. Our elementary students also have Chromebook carts here So they are not take-home mm-hmm. for a lot of instructional reasons and development reasons. But we have about a 1.5 ratio of Chromebooks to elementary students, and then we have the take-home Chromebook 612 for all of our Wolverines.
Wow. So things just progressing. You know, we've talked before about technology, and it's amazing that, you know, the schools do a better job of keeping up than sometimes the people at home do. So it's great to see that the kids are getting that chance to get hands-on training and bring home kind of training with that kind of technology.
Well, it's amazing, Kevin. I'm glad that you mentioned that, because when we think sometimes, I believe sometimes we're our own worst enemy, and we think, well, we live in small rural towns in Northeast Michigan, which is why we chose this incredible quality of life in right. the towns that we have chosen along the Huron side and the Sunrise side. But it's our duty to make sure that our students are better prepared than right. we are probably for yeah. that workforce or collegiate experience. And the quality of education all along the Huron shoreline and our partnership with local districts is second to none.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's indicative of the programming and the academic student output that we're seeing across the board. We're also seeing that, Kevin, in reciprocating values with the quality of staff that we're inviting to campus. We hired amazing staff again this year. We have staff from all over the state. We have staff that are leaving other districts to come and work with us.
Hmm.
It's indicative of the programming. It's indicative of the quality. It's indicative of the culture here. This is an amazing place to be at Augre Sims.
It is. Well, you talk about the programs. STEM programs, another big part of that learning procedure, and you guys are on the cutting edge with that, too.
With all of the cool things that we've just talked about,
yeah,
this is probably the one that I am most excited about. Just attended a huge collaborative meeting at Saginaw Valley State University last week. We are partnering with Saginaw Valley State University, Michigan State University Extension. We have all of our great partnerships with Saginaw-based CISMA groups that are based on environmental quality, the Michigan Department of Natural Resources, the Great Lakes Stewardship Initiative, the federal government, EPA, to perform a ton of different STEM hands-on project-based learning programs here at Augre Sims that we have been building from our elementary up to our high school. And every year as students progress, we're taking another group of students into another realm. We're excited to be able to partner again with that dynamic group of collaborators to take our students out to Charity Island, where we're running a longitudinal study with the EPA on some federally protected plants and invasive species, along with water quality systems out on Big Charity Island.
Mm-hmm.
We're also continuing our robust partnerships with remote operated vehicles, drones. We're going to be opening up coding classes this year, and we are looking at a brand new partnership to offer FIRST Robotics in our secondary building as well. It's amazing what's happening here. I know I keep saying the same thing over, but Kevin, I have goosebumps
yeah.
about the quality of education that's happening at Augre Sims.
It really is exciting, the kind of programs you offer and all the different facets of learning, that's for sure. Well, Jeff, we went through things pretty quick. If people want to learn more, how would they get more information about the great things happening at Augre Sims?
There are several ways to be able to reach out to us. You can take a look at our beautifully structured website at www.ags-schools.org. You can call our office at any time. We offer almost on we're offering, I used to say, daily tours. We're offering multiple tours right now of our campus to multiple families and interested community members, people that just want to stop in and have a cup of coffee and see what we're
sure.
doing. We've been inviting other school districts as well to take a look at our best practices.
Yeah.
You can simply call the principal's office at 989-876-7157. Or we've been pushing a lot of our content out on Twitter as well. You can follow us at AGS Schools, or you can follow me even at Jeffrey J. Collier. And we're happy to engage in this dialogue about all of the incredible best practices that are taking place here at Augre Sims.
Very good. He is the superintendent at Augre Sims Schools, Jeff Collier. Jeff, always a pleasure, my friend, and I'll look forward to catching up with you again and learning more about what's happening there at Augre Sims.
I love it, Kevin, and I want to wish all of our educators out there and all of our students and families a great first week of school, and continue to do what we do.